These are, again, are just some comparisons. If someone is really tired, if you've worked all day and you're really tired, you might just say...
I'm bushed.
Okay. And if you're really disgusted at something either you've done or someone else done, you might say, I'm really...
When I get disgusted, I get mad.
And what would you say then if you were really angry? You would say, I'm really...
I don't know.
Okay. Would you just say, I'm really angry? I'm really angry.
No, I wouldn't. Mm. Mm. No, I wouldn't say that. Mm. I don't, if I get mad or if I don't really say much. Mm.
Get quiet.
I should cuss or something, but I don't. Yeah. You know, I don't let it out like I should. My husband, George, I always said I was his cussing post. He wouldn't be bad at me. But, you know, if he's mad at somebody else, why, he never cussed them, but he'd always come in and cuss them to me, and I always said I was his cussing boy. I guess that's the reason I don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you were a child, and you were talking about that haunted house, or something like that, if you were really frightened, you might say, I'm really,
scared.
Okay.
Something for me.
Two other pronunciations. On December 25th, people wish each other what?
Merry Christmas.
And a...
Happy New Year.
Okay. A little bit about people. The state north of here is called what?
Well, there's Wyoming and there's Nebraska.
Okay. Now, what do people from Colorado call people from Wyoming? What would a Wyoming native be called?
I don't know.
Okay. How about people from Colorado? What are they called?
I don't know.
Would you call it Coloradans, or?
I really don't know.
Okay. What are some of the other states in the Rocky Mountain or Western area? You mentioned...
How we call the Oklahomians Okies.
Okay.
And the Missourians, why do we call them, Raymond? Let's see. There was a name for them, too, but I can't remember it. Mm-hmm. But, and Texans.
Okay. And they're
now,
from,
isn't that funny, but North and West... I don't remember of anybody
calling
them.
How about the state below here?
Well, that's Oklahoma and Texas.
Okay, and then the one next to Texas is?
Is New Mexico.
Okay.
And I don't remember anyone calling them by a certain name either. Okay.
How about the state next to New Mexico? What is it?
Arizona.
Uh-huh. And do they?
Arizonians.
Okay. And how about the, I'm just thinking over for the west. Earlier we were talking about the state.
Californians.
Okay. And that's the state of
California.
Okay. And then the state on the other side of Colorado is called?
Utah, isn't it?
Okay, Utah.
And Nevada.
Okay.
You see, they split it up somewhere or another.
Yeah. And how about the two states above California? What are they called?
Well, there's Washington. And is it Utah?
Mm-hmm. And Oregon?
And Oregon, yeah.
And how about the state way up above Washington, where they have...
That's British Columbia.
Okay. But the United States part, that big 50th state up there.
Alaska.
Yes. And then there are two other states I wanted to just pronounce. The two states above Wyoming, the one where they grow a lot of potatoes.
Well, there's Idaho and Montana.
Great. Okay. Now, all of us living in the United States, together we would be called what? We are...
Gosh. I know some people say we're Americans, but really that isn't truly what we are.
Yeah. Do, what would you call people from Canada?
Canadians.
Okay. You ever heard any other words? I know earlier we were talking about people from Mexico.
Well, as I told you, wetbacks. Okay. From old Mexico, but not from New Mexico.
Okay.
I don't remember them calling New Mexico anything.
Okay.